Ruth, we're bringing on your friend, Kate. Hi, hey, Kate.
Hi.
Kate Loud.
Okay. And you both saw this ghost.
Yes.
At the same time, we both saw this ghost.
Okay. I'll let you two, I'll turn it over to you two, and we'll sit back and listen.
Okay. So this, this is when we were in high school. We used to hang out at this place called Valley Amusement. It was connected to a bowling alley.
And it's the building is still there. I think it's a pizza place now, and it's near Route 8 in Derby and Sonia Derby.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So they used to have video games, pool tables, things like that. So we would hang out there when we were in high school, and we went into the ladies' room, which was between the bowling alley and Valley Amusements. And we'd been there many times before, but one time we went into the ladies' room, opened the door, and it was strange right off the bat because when we opened the door, the lights were dimmed.
Like red.
And it was pink. Yeah, it was like a pink tint.
And there was this woman there in the bathroom,
an old
sitting on the floor.
Woman, a very, very old woman, sitting in the middle of the floor, but she...
Arranging, yes.
Go ahead, Kate. Arranging what?
Arranging what?
She was arranging dolls. There were dolls on the floor around the perimeter of the room.
Okay.
And
right here, I'm walking out. Why? Did you walk out?
Okay.
This is when you leave.
But I think, now we didn't speak to each other when this happened, but I think we both had the same thought process. And Kate, just chime in if you agree or disagree. We saw this and we're in shock, just paralyzed. Like, what is happening? Is this a wacko, like, woman that just hangs out in the bowling alley?
You were in Derby, so.
She danced in the green.
So did we walk into the weirdest yoga class on the planet?
Yeah, no, you just went to Derby. That's what Derby is.
Or is something else going on here, right? So we're like, if we scream and run, is she going to get mad? Is something bad going to happen? So I was like, well, let's just act totally normal. And I have to pee anyway, so let's just go and walk over to the stalls.
Right, let's just go pee. Yeah,
really?
And I had more than ever at that moment.
Your assessment was, let's just act like it's not happening.
Exactly.
The two of you probably could have taken her.
I remember stepping
Well, not if she's
over.
The devil. Well,
yes, we did. We were stepping over the dolls to get into the stalls.
Stepped over the dolls.
My God.
Okay.
Growing up in the valley. This is like a normal thing.
You just think it's a weirdo on drugs.
Right. That's what the valley
could
is. They're right.
Could have been.
Right.
That was a Roy's the comedy
but
show.
Here's where it gets weird. Okay, here's where it gets weird.
So. No, it's already weird. This is where it gets weirder.
Like a seance or something.
Phil, AJ, Pat, is there any one of you who would just keep walking and step over her?
I'd be like, oh, sorry, someone's in here. Fine.
Not without, I'd need to hear something for I'd be speaking to her.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I'd be like, there has to be another bathroom here. I can see you're busy. I'm out of here.
Or I'll just go to the alleyway and pee.
Do you need help? What lane are you on?
I don't know how you didn't. Like, if I see someone on the ground, I don't think I'm like, hey, lady, what are we doing? Like, that's what I would have said. What are we doing?
Exactly.
Do you need help? No, I don't care about you.
I wouldn't even talk to her.
Needs help. Like, what are we doing?
Can I play with your dolls?
I would just close the door and walk out.
She was like,
I think my question would be, you
doll.
Know you're sitting on the floor of a bathroom in a bowling alley, right? Are you okay?
I used to DJ at bars in the valley. Yeah. I can tell you, if I saw that, I'm turning right around.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm like, I don't know what drugs you're on.
Yeah.
You're probably
a
murderer.
Jazz, by the way.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
What drugs were they on?
This is
teenage kids
in
at a
drink.
Amusement park. Right. You're high, right?
But she saw it too. So they're
you're both high, right?
We both saw the same thing.
Okay.
But you're not answering the question. Were you under the influence of anything?
No.
Possibly.
Possibly.
You're going to kick us.
No.
She's like, possibly.
You guys were high.
Yeah, but you know what? You both saw the same thing.
They got high and saw
on the show before.
You know what I mean? I don't care what you're on. You both saw it.
Yeah, they both saw the maid cleaning, and they were high and thought it was a ghost lady.
It was an
so
old...
What's the obvious thing to do, right?
Okay. So it was an old woman, and she looked up at us, but it was very bizarre because she looked like an old woman, but she had kind of like a childlike presence.
That's weird.
She looked up at us and had... It wasn't like... It was scary, but it wasn't like... I didn't feel...
Threatened?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. So anyway, so this all happens. We We get out of there. We had
no conversation.
Right. No, we didn't.
You just stepped over her.
Like, right. Let's go show our friends.
Pee? Right. Yeah. So we run over our friends. Our friends are.
We got to bring people in here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone's
yeah,
Samantha,
got to
go see what's in the bathroom.
Check out the creepy lady sitting in peepees.
Yeah. Okay. There's an old kooky lady on the floor playing with dolls.
Yeah. Everyone get in
with red flickering lights in the bathroom. You have to see this.
She's sitting in urine.
You know what's funny? Listen. If we're watching this movie, we're yelling at the screen.
Run! Idiot! Run!
Leave!
What person does that?
Get out!
Unless they're high AF.
I would be dead in the first 10 minutes of a horror movie.
Okay.
All right. So what happened?
So we leave and we go find our friends and we're like, "You're never going to believe what we just saw. You have to come see this." So they were guys, so they couldn't obviously go in the bathroom. So, go stand in the hallway. We're going to pretend like we left something in the bathroom, open up the door.
So you can look in.
And hold the door wide open, and you've got to see this. This is insane.
Okay.
This is like a minute later.
Right.
So they come over.
Yeah, it was, to be clear, there was, enough time to go find our friends. It wasn't 10 minutes. It was like a minute.
It was like a minute. It's a very small place.
Yeah, right.
If that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course it was quick. If I was a teenage boy and two girls go, "Come to the bathroom with us. I'm running."
Yeah, I'm not like, "Let me take a sip of my beer."
No,
or let me,
you're actually outside.
Let me finish this game.
Yeah. You're outside the door already, actually.
That's true.
But Pat, they were high. So, you know, a minute. Yeah. It's really 10 to 12 minutes in reality.
I said possibly.
Right.
We all know what that means.
And Kate said, "No."
Okay. So they go over, they stand in the hall. And the whole time, too, I'm keeping an eye on the door because I'm, like, trying to see if anybody else goes in.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Yes. Right.
So no one has gone in. No one has come out, more importantly. So we go over, they're standing in the hallway.
No window, right?
Nope.
I don't think so. No.
To crawl out? Okay.
No.
Just checking all obstacles here.
Yeah, I got you.
Open the door. Hold the door wide open. No pink light.
No lady.
No
dolls.
No dolls.
Because it didn't happen.
Nothing. Bright light like it never happened.
Because
like
it didn't happen.
Right.
It happened.
Didn't
trust
happen.
Me.
You're both on drugs. You're dorks. And you both had a story.
And we share a hallucination?
Yeah. That happens to a lot of people when they're lying.
No.
I can see this
as clear as day still in my head. And we have talked about this for 20 years, like one of us will reach out to the other out of the blue and just be like, "Did the doll lady really happen? Did we really see that?"
Yeah, really.
The doll lady. That's a
and
movie.
Actually, I have to point out something too. Kate does have some credibility because she's co-owner of a website called Damned Connecticut.
Oh.
Which covers a lot of.
Okay, hold it.
That's actually on the sign to enter the
hold
state.
Hold it.
Long before that.
Kate, were you doing this website before then?
No, I was 16, 15.
This is before
yeah, there wasn't
happened.
The internet thing.
So this was a little bit of this
was
encounter was a little bit of an inspiration to get into this ghost
it did,
thing?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, the Damned Connecticut was launched around 2008, and this was in the 90s that this happened.
Oh, wow.
But
this is your origin story?
No, my origin story would be the legend of the melon heads. It was the legend of the... But I don't want to turn this into
course,
a
the legend of the melon heads.
What kind of melon? I always wanted to ask. A cantaloupe?
Honey.
Watermelon would be tough to wear a hat.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it seedless?
We didn't have you come on, Kate, to make fun of your story.
No, that's
Pat. Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, I'm not making
they
fun told. Of you. This is how I flirt.
Wow.
No, I swear. It's like... Bizarre.
Thank you for letting us tell our story on the radio. This really has brought it to the next level.
Well, what could happen now is people can call and say,
"I
saw
God.
That lady too."
Thank you. Yes, please. If you saw the doll lady, that's
the doll lady.
Her.
What kind of dolls? Were they small Barbie dolls or were those big creepy dolls?
American Heritage dolls?
Or like Annabelle? Like that scary
Raggedy
doll.
Ann dolls. Like
no, it's the ones that you went at the claw
dolls.
Machine right in the front lobby of the bowling alley. Wait, Kate, you said...
She was just counting her wins. Phil's right. What's She's
that?
Just a lady who won a claw machine.
She did. She probably busted open the claw machine. You just debunked our ghost story.
Yeah, we almost...
Well, how did she just figure
out your lie?
Yeah.
We also, after that happened, we were opening up the cabinets, looking in the stalls, trying to see.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she stashed the dolls because she had not, yes, she didn't have enough time
to
get out.
All of those dolls, especially being an elderly woman, you know, probably has mobility issues, although she did get down on the floor.
That's why she's there.
Wow. She's a ghost. She could go right through the wall. She's
pressure life alert. But to have all those dolls and stash them.
Why didn't you just pull her mask off and go, I would have got away with those were you meddling kids.
Why?
It's the pizza shop owner.
All right. Kate, hold on. I just want to take this call real quick. Chaz and AJ.
Hi, this is Connie from Northford. I'm calling about the ghost story.
Hello, Connie from Northford.
Did you see the doll lady?
No, it was actually this woman. We call her the White Lady. She looks like she's wearing a white, like, Victorian-era gown.
Jess in Wallingford.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. AJ, I just want to say I had a pleasure meeting you last April. Me and my coworkers from Meriden Animal Hospital went to that fundraiser in Watertown.
Oh, okay, cool.
Very cool.
Nice. Yeah, it was awesome, and I really like your singing.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I always end the show with a
song. That's right.
Right.
So my story isn't as creepy as the other one. So
all right, thanks for calling. No, just kidding. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jess.
But about 15, 20 years ago, I used to live in the Waterford area, and there was a ghost hunting team I knew about, and they offered me to go on that. So the first experience I had with them was this gentleman in Waterford had a cabin on the water, and he reached out to them and was like, I think my sister had passed away here years ago, and I think her spirit is in the cabin.
And he wants her out to the place.
Which was, it was creepy as it was just going there, because it was it was at almost nighttime, and the fog over the water coming up to the cabin. It was out of a scary movie.
Classic setting.
I'm hearing Deep Purple right
exactly.
now.
So the gentleman was talking to us across the lawn, and I was like, well, do you mind if I go in by myself? And it was really, he was like, yeah, he told us a story about his sister, and he never mentioned her name. It wasn't anywhere. So I went in by myself, and I was looking around, and I went upstairs, and there was this picture cut out of a newspaper with this woman with flowers in her hair. And long story short, I just felt something, and I said out loud, I wonder who this is. And there's like a really light breeze right by me, and I whispered, Sarah. And I just jumped back because it just, typical, it felt cold and the breeze and the name. And so I went outside and I just went up to him and said, is your sister's name Sarah? And he just started crying and holding on to me, and he's like, yeah, that's my sister. So
wow.
It was more emotional.
Sister Sarah.
Yeah, it was more emotional than creepy. It was kind of amazing. So
it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he mention how she died? I killed her.
He said, Sarah, smiles.
She kept that. She kept that saying her goddamn name.
That.
She wouldn't shut the windows. I gotta hate this place, for Christ's sake.
I honestly, like,
I thought Pat was
going to
run that, not AJ.
Myself.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nice job.
I try.
That was a cool story.
Yeah, great very story. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it was very emotional. So I can't say just me. I want to give credit to them too, but we kind of gave them some closure.
Nice.
So. Yeah,
well,
but
you just took credit for that at the end. I gave them. Calm down.
It's all about me.
What was Sarah saying?
Not about Sarah.
Sarah's like,
but I'm dead.
Okay, Sarah.
What was that, Jess?
The damn Connecticut thing. I've been to many, many places on that site, so I do follow it.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool.
Oh, it's on Spears, so you know each other.
She follows the damn site. Cool. Follow the damn site.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you for letting me share my story.
Oh, thank you.
Great. Well told.
Story. Yes.
Like, I felt like I was right there. And it was really like the opening scene of a movie.
Yes. It sounded just like it.
Yeah. And then all hell breaks loose.
Right.
Sarah turns out to be not so great.
Right. Then the credits roll.
Right. It's a beautiful
she lied
moment.
To us by saying, long story short. I'm like, nope.
Short story
Kate,
long.
Did you hear that story already or no?
No, that was an original, clearly.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, she knows when they're fakes. I like this. Yeah, it's original. a deep cut.
Right. Was it redo?
Sarah.
Connie and Northford.
It's another lady.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Morning to you.
Good morning. Pat, are you single?
So, in my family's home, we have what we call the white lady. We've seen her more than once, and there's actually been more than one family member who has seen her.
Wow.
She,
white
she
lady's
has
been haunting me my whole life. I divorced one.
She called your ex-wife.
She's
Sorry.
Been seen walking down the stairs. She has, like, this white Victorian-era gown on. She has, like, a bun in her hair. And she's very clear. I mean, it's like just another person. And we've seen her walking down the stairs. One time, my mom was sleeping on the couch because we had my aunt. I'm sorry?
No, we're just we're running up against the clock, but we love this story. So hold on. I want to grab your number.
Yeah, don't move.
Phil, can you grab everybody?
Yeah.
Got a lot of tribe members here calling in. Kate, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And you are great. We
got
to have you back on for, you know, stories from the website.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Kate.
There's no Kate here.
Anytime we need more lives.
Next time we do this, we'll make sure Pat's not here.
Oh, so it's just boring ghost stories? Sorry.